All right, could you please state your name for me, sir?
My official name is William Joel Wilkinson. Actually, students call me Dr. J. It's a little bit, Dr. Wilkinson sounds a little formal, so Dr. J has been kind of my nickname since I've been here at APU.
All right, and now what is your career title?
My career title, yeah, that's interesting, but currently I'm an associate professor here at APU. But I have a lot of other things I've done along the way. Actually, a medical doctor by training and education. An exercise physiologist as well.
All right. So you have, what is your entire education made up?
Well, so I got an undergraduate degree, and interesting, that's not related to anything in our field or science or medicine. It was a liberal arts degree. I was going to go into like advertising and public relations. So I had a liberal arts degree. I actually got what's called a bachelor's in general studies. It's basically I just made up my degree so I could graduate. But I took English and marketing and journalism and art classes. So kind of have a creative side to who I am. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how what I was doing in undergrad. I was not a good undergrad student. I didn't do too well for a while. Even dropped out for a while.
Yeah, I remember.
I became
you,
a ski bum for a while. And did I tell you that story in class? Maybe. Yeah.
All right. And what are your certifications or your credentials?
Well, my credentials. I mean, one would be my degree. So I have a master's degree in exercise physiology, and then I have my MD or medical doctor degree in medicine. Of course, with my medical degree, I had to get a medical license. And so I was licensed to practice medicine in Texas for a number of years. And I moved here to California to teach here at APU, and so I haven't pursued a medical license in California. And I mean, just credentials otherwise. There's different certifications I have. I have like some coaching certifications. And back when I was younger, like you guys, then, you know, I have some personal training certifications in my background and exercise testing certification. But those are a long time ago now.
All right. What are your special areas of interest? I'm pretty sure that has to do with your field of work. Like, what do you enjoy most about doing in the work?
I'm interested in a lot of things. So, obviously, I'm teaching in this field, so exercise is important to me. Exercise has been really important in my life. Been transformational in some ways. And I got into this field kind of a passion through exercise and sports and was kind of an endurance athlete. Was doing bicycle racing, triathlons, and a little bit of running, and that's kind of what, you know, got my passion up for this field. And then, of course, as a medical doctor, I'm really interested in health, and my training taught me how to take care of people who are really sick, and I kind of just realized I don't really want to be taking care of people when they're sick, especially when most of the things they're sick are things that could have been prevented. I just really had a passion for health, but I really wanted to work with people to prevent them from ever developing, you know, the kind of diseases I learned to treat as a doctor. It's just taking really care of sick people in the hospital with, you know, heart attacks and cancer and lung disease. And most of those were the result of just lifestyle choices. And so early on, you know, when I kind of got into exercise, just learned how just valuable exercise and nutrition were in terms of health and preventing stuff. And so that's kind of stuck with me. And then, the third area I'm really interested in is it's one thing to be knowledgeable and an expert. You know, I mean, as an exercise professional, I could prescribe the latest, greatest exercise programs, you know, better than anybody in the world. But if I don't know how to motivate and support my clients or patients in making those changes, it doesn't really matter what my knowledge is. right? I mean, I could be the smartest person in the world when it comes to exercise or nutrition or medicine. Right. But if my clients and patients don't end up doing the things that I know they should do, that's really not helpful. So I have a big interest in the kind of the behavior and motivation piece mm-hmm. of our field, right? So if we want people to change, we got to be able to motivate them to make those changes. So you think about it, our field of kinesiology, it involves exercise. You're asking people to change. If they want to get the benefits, they got to change their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what I know if I can't motivate them to make those changes.
Right.
So I have a big interest in that area as well. You know, I like exploring, you know, how does my faith, you know, as a Christian, how does it play into all these things? I think God didn't create us just to be physical beings, right? We're spiritual and emotional. So I like the idea. I want to take care of the whole person, not just the one thing.
Yeah.
So that's important to me as well. All right.
So you kind of already stated this, but what is your previous work in the field before becoming a professor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I started out in the field. I got my undergraduate degree and remember that was kind of in marketing and journalism. And got a couple jobs. I got a job working for an advertising agency. And then I worked for a company doing marketing stuff. And yeah, I just didn't really like it. It just wasn't really enjoyable. And I just started thinking, well, if you're passionate about sports and exercise and fitness and nutrition, why wouldn't you make that your career? And so I took that passion and ended up getting a master's degree in exercise physiology. I was really lucky. As part of my master's degree, I got the opportunity to do an internship at a really high-profile sports medicine facility in Dallas, Texas. So I ended up doing this internship at this really neat place, and I actually got a job. My internship led to a job at that same place. And when I was working there, there were several physicians that worked there. So I actually started working with some medical doctors that kind of became mentors for me, and they just really inspired me. I just kind of saw who they were. I just saw as doctors that they were helping to make a big difference in people's lives. I just thought that was pretty cool. I mean, I'd love to be able to make that kind of difference that I see these doctors making. And of course, if you asked me as an undergrad, I wasn't a good undergrad student. You know, I failed a couple courses and got a D and skipped out on classes for a few years and then dropped out, like I said. I got back on track, but started out. Yeah, so if you asked me, are you going to go to medical school and be a doctor? When I was an undergrad, you'd be crazy. One, I don't want to do that. I have no interest in it. And two, there's no way I'm smart enough or disciplined enough to go to medical school. But by this time, right, I got inspired by these physicians, motivated by what they did and who they were. By that time, I'd actually earned a master's degree. And of course, I did really well on my master's degree because that's, right, I tapped into my passion.
Right.
And so with passion and commitment and motivation, yeah, I made the decision to go to medical school, and so went to medical school, did my medical training. And the cool thing about that, after my medical training, not too far after I finished up, a position for a physician actually opened up back at that place that motivated me to do it in the first place. So I was able to do my medical training and then go back and work for that, you know, sports medicine facility. And so I was there for about 13 years. Working, and I did, you know, preventive medicine and public health and research, and did some work in obesity. So I actually developed a treatment program and a research center to work with people, you know, struggling with their weight. And so I did that for about 13 years or so. And then, yeah, my family just got kind of in a tough place, and I just got to this point where I didn't feel like I could keep the job that I had. You know, I was a doctor, but I also supervised an area in this medical facility, and, you know, had employees working for me and that type of thing. And the stuff my family was dealing with, I just didn't feel like I could keep both of those things going at the same time. So I actually left my job and went on a big spiritual journey during that point. And so I'm not going to tell that story here, but God led me in that career transition into a teaching position at a physical therapy program in Texas. And once I started teaching, I just really fell in love with teaching. And just really liked it, had a passion for it. It's a great lifestyle. It worked really well for my family and kind of what we needed. So yeah, kind of a big journey, right? So
yeah.
Went in kind of not even planning on being in this field or in medicine. Ended up getting a master's degree and kind of working in sports and fitness and training and that type of thing. And then that led me into getting in touch with some physicians that motivated me to kind of pursue a medical career for a while. And I pursued that and then had to make a transition that led me into teaching. But I found that I really liked teaching. And I was teaching at the graduate level. So I was teaching in a doctorate of physical therapy program and just decided, hey, I really like teaching. I think this is what I want to keep doing for my career. And so I just started thinking that maybe my life experiences would better serve undergraduate students than graduate students. You know, so I was teaching graduate students in physical therapy, and they'd already worked hard and made a lot of decisions to get where they were. And I just kind of wanted to use my life experience to work with undergrads who were in the process of making those decisions so that maybe I could speak into that and provide support and be a mentor like people were to me along the way.
Right.
And so that changed. I also said, well, it'd be cool. I'm going to teach undergrad. Why not try to find a job at a Christian university, integrate my faith into what I do? And so, you know, that process led me here to APU. Only if I haven't even been, just now coming up on my fourth year. So I haven't been here. I mean, I haven't been here that long. You know. So, I mean, I hope that kind of answers your question. Like, yeah what things have I done and kind of what's my journey been like? So,
yeah. What would be some general advice that you have for college freshmen or incoming freshmen or transfer students coming to APU into this field?
Right. I think the first thing that I think it'd be smart to just think about, I mean, particularly if you're at APU and, you know, maybe you're at APU, if it's a Christian school, there's a reason that you maybe as a student you thought, you know, kind of sought this out. So the way I look at it is God works in our life, opens doors and opportunities. And if you were to think about it that way, that, you know, potentially God's got you here for a reason. It's a reason God wants you to have this education and this experience. Because God can use what you're learning now to make a difference in people's lives in the future. And I think it's easy to kind of get in the mindset just to kind of go through the motion and meet the requirements of each class. And, well, okay, one day I'm going to get through my school and then, right, I'm going to become the professional that I want to be. But I think it'd be smart to say, no, I mean, no, God's got me for a reason. He's got me here for a reason now. So every day you walk into the classroom, you just hey, this is part of my mission and ministry in life. God's shaping me and into the person he wants me to be. So every day you walk into class, potentially you're learning something that's going to make a difference in somebody's life. And so I think that's just an important perspective. Every opportunity in the classroom is really a gift, especially in our major. You're learning stuff about the human body and more about the human body and how to make the human body work better and be healthier than the majority of people in the world. And I just think that's really important. So just to see how important your education is. And I think the next thing is just to, so the classroom's important, what you're learning is important, but also the relationships are really important. So one thing in my life, I mean, I've had to work hard and do a lot of things in my life, but most of the big opportunities in my life actually came about because of the influence of other people. Like relationships I had opened doors that I probably couldn't have opened up on my own. So I think realizing here at APU, you've got this incredible opportunity to build these relationships with professors, campus pastors, even classmates. You never know what door that person's going to open for you that you couldn't open for yourself. And I think God kind of works that way in our life. And I think three, I mean, you know, again, just think. So I've taught at other universities, non-Christian universities. All my education, you know, junior high, high school, undergrad, two graduate degrees, right? A master's degree and a medical degree. All those, none of those were in Christian, you know, Christian schools and Christian environments. And I can tell you without a doubt, there's something different about APU compared to those other places. And it's just the fact that just realize that, hey, that God's involved in this as well. And that when you're learning, it's not just about the body and the physical thing, but, you know, God's created us as spiritual beings and emotional beings. And so just tapping into that and those opportunities here at APU, it's just important to appreciate how actually valuable that is. You know, maybe as a student, you know, you don't know that, but for me, looking back over, you know, 30 years or so of my education and training, yeah, I can tell you it's really, really important. I mean, I have conversations and relationships with students, and sometimes we lead D groups in kinesiology, and I mean, those are all relationships and conversations that I would, you know, I wouldn't be having at a school that wasn't APU.
Right.
That's pretty amazing.
So what do you enjoy most about kinesiology or any of your...
Well, so I've always had a passion for exercise. Exercise made a difference in my life. So when I'm exercising and I'm fit, you know, I feel better. I feel better about myself. Exercise taps me not into just my physical side, but I feel like I'm most alive spiritually. I pray better, worship better when I exercise. So to be able to work and teach in a field for something that I enjoy personally and benefit from personally, that's really important to me. I'm a medical doctor, so I could actually prescribe medicine to treat any condition. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that there's nothing I could prescribe that provides the benefits that exercise does. It's like a powerful medicine. Mm-hmm. Exercise in my life kind of got me through a kind of a spiritual and emotional bad place. I know the power of that, but I've also, you know, now used exercise to prevent people from having to have, you know, heart surgery, got people to come off their diabetes medications, and got people where, you know, they're healed from their depression. That gets me excited just to know, you know, that our field and the things that we can do can make a huge difference in people's lives. I think Jesus was a healer. One of the main things that he did in his ministry, he went around and healed people. So I think it's pretty cool. If I can use exercise to heal somebody, then I'm kind of following Jesus in a way, you know, and that's pretty cool too. Yeah.
All right. Altogether, how long have you been practicing kinesiology?
Yes, I don't know. When did you say that starts? But I didn't get an undergraduate degree in this field. So I was exercising and participating in sports and competing and that type of thing in my kind of early 20s. You know, so that's probably a long time ago now. And then I got my master's degree, and you know, I think I finished up my master's degree like in 1985 or 86. So, you know, that's 20, 30. So, you know, I've been in the field for probably 30 years or so. So a while now, but different, you know, I've been in it as a participant, you know, as an athlete, somebody who enjoyed fitness, to kind of, you know, did personal training, that kind of thing, and then got into like exercise physiology and cardiac rehabilitation. And then I got my medical degree and started using medicine as a part of, you know, treatment of different diseases. And then I started teaching in a doctor of physical therapy program. So I got to use my background to help educate physical therapists. And then now, yeah, I'm here at APU. Doing kinesiology stuff, exercise physiology stuff now. So So I've been doing it a long time, but you know, but in a lot of different ways. Yeah. It's kind of cool to think about.
Did you ever have any injuries in the past that made you want to learn more about the medical aspect or the physical aspect of the field?
Well, so, like, before I was in the field, you know, no injuries or anything, you know. Like, so I've talked with a lot of students, well, why do you want to go into PT? Well, because I was an athlete, mm-hmm. you know, I injured my knee, and my physical therapist was really cool and made a difference in my life, and so that's what inspired me. So what inspired me was, remember, I was a bad undergrad student, dropped out of school, and kind of went out on my own, you know, wasn't making good choices. So I actually just got myself in a bad place. And I was in a bad place. One day I just hopped on one of my roommate's bicycles and for whatever reason, get out and hammering away on that bicycle. And it was almost like that. It just changed my life. And I got that experience with exercise got my life back on track spiritually and emotionally. And so I had a firsthand experience that exercise can make a difference. And so that's not really an injury. It's more like I had an experience with exercise. It kind of transformed my life. And so that kind of was the spark. I don't know. So it's interesting. So I had that experience with exercise. And so re-enrolled, got back in undergrad. So I finished my undergrad degree, but that still wasn't related to exercise science or anything. I kind of finished up, stayed on the path, and then got out and got a couple of jobs in the area I was thinking was going to be my career, right? I didn't enjoy those jobs. And then so I started thinking, well, what are your passions? Well, you're passionate about sports and exercise and fitness and nutrition. And so then that is what kind of made me take that next step. So that makes sense. So I had an experience that transformed me. So exercise became a valuable part of my life. And then I started working and wasn't having much fun. So I tapped into that passion for exercise and pursued another degree, a master's degree, and then moved on from there.
Well, did you ever have any second thoughts after you had that moment where you realized, like, oh, this is what I want to do? Was there anything that ever happened where it made you feel like, oh, I don't know if this is for me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever second guess yourself?
Yeah. And yeah, for sure. And probably still do. I mean, that's part of your life journey. Right? You're always going to question things and seek other things. And mm-hmm. So exercise has been a constant in my life. You know, it's never been a very long period where I've gone without that being just part of my life personally. That's different than professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And then professionally, I mean, so God's given me other passions and desires and abilities that I want to be able to use in my career. But I've never strayed too far from whatever I do would still be kind of geared towards helping people live healthier lives and more fulfilling lives. And so that's kind of been a constant. But yeah, you know, I have a creative side. So, I mean, I like to write. I do a lot of writing, and I hope someday that I actually write a novel or two. I have a couple ideas for that. And I did the shape stuff in y'all's class. I have a big passion for, that's not really medical or kinesiology, but it's more about just vocation. Help students kind of figure out what their calling is and go on that journey. So I have kind of a passion in that area. I mean, I guess if I had another life to live, I wouldn't wish I'd been I wouldn't mind being a rock star. And wouldn't mind have been, I mean, I'd love to be a pastor. I'd love to you know, be able to teach the Bible and pastor people. And so, yeah, I mean, I have lots of other ideas and things that I think about. And yeah, and some of those things will happen. And I mean, it's a cool thing about being here at APU, right? I can teach and still tap into my education and experience, but I still get to kind of pastor, you know, students and talk about scripture and Jesus and that type of thing. So that's kind of integrated in my life. I get to do the vocational thing, you know, we just talked about. So teaching is pretty cool for me because it allows me to use all my education and experience. I've not walked away from anything in terms of my physiology, medical background. I get to do that every day. And I'm not taking care of patients, right? Which is important to me. I want to make a difference in people's lives. But now I'm educating, right? I educate students. And if I do a good job, those students are going to go on and take care of a lot more people than I could on my own. Mm-hmm. And teaching's really creative. So it gives me a chance to develop lectures and do writing and things like that. So some of those things that, you know, that I would like to do actually are kind of fit into what I do anyway.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. And I still have a passion for sports and exercise. And I go out, you know, I still kind of race my bike and do running races and things like that. So
what kind of bike do you have?
I have a couple of bikes. I have a Trek. So you've probably heard of Lance Armstrong. You know, so it's the bike that he won one of the Tour de France's on. And so I have a pretty nice road bike. And I have a mountain bike. I have a Cannondale mountain bike. I don't ride too much because every time I ride it, I crash. So, so I ride mostly on the roads. And,
yeah, my father and I, we actually own a bike shop in L.A. So,
oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I love riding my bike. I ride my bike to class every day from the Bowles Apartments, if you know where those are.
Oh, that's cool. So what kind of bike shop is it? Like a family-oriented bike shop?
Yeah, or? Just me and him. So we just we started it in September of 2013,
mm-hmm.
and then we just, you know, things started going there because he used to do construction,
mm-hmm.
but that field became slow. So once we got into the bikes and everything, that started to pick up, and we've been doing it ever since, hosting neighborhood bike rides, doing bike rides, summertime bike rides with our church every That's first cool. Saturday, stuff like that. So,
yeah, have you heard about the Ride for Water? So every year we have a group of five girls, five guys at APU get together, a team, and they raise money to build wells, you know, in underserved populations. And so they every summer they ride across the U.S. It's pretty cool. So you should get involved with that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Either get your bike shop involved.
Yeah,
you and your dad help equip them and that type of thing, or maybe get on that team.
Yeah.
And ride that one year.
I've been thinking about trying to do like a little bicycle service here on campus.